It's chapter 3, I want to read from three verses from Ephesians 3. And then if you want to hold your place in Ephesians, we're going to be jumping around quite a bit in that book, as well as other passages from the Word of God. All right, verses 14 is where we'll start. And we'll read 14, 15, and 16. And a lot of information here, a lot of spiritual wealth that we're able to grasp and understand here. Let's read together verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Praise God. And just like the whole of the book of Ephesians, there's a great deal of spiritual wealth in this passage. But just very simply tonight, I want to focus on the whole family. The whole family. Say that with me. The whole family. Amen. You can be seated. You ever get a call from a wizard? A wizard called our house today, and he put a curse on us. He's trying to sound real spooky. I think he's practicing up for Halloween. He's a month early. He doesn't realize that, apparently. But, There's a mockery of, that reminds me of when we were doing jail ministry in Ketchikan, doing jail ministry, going into the prison, teaching, and of course, getting calls. And one man called me, and we'd been trying to reach out to him. He'd been part of the service, and he called to give me a bad time. And he was threatening me with a curse and all of this stuff, you know. I listened to him for a while, and then I said, you know what? I can beat you with three letters. I can defeat you with three letters. Yeah? You know, he's being J-E-S-U-S. He thought about that for a minute, and then he kind of laughed, you know, like he was, I'm just joking. I'm just, you know, he's backing off. But there's no need to be fearful of those things. And of course, there are strange things in our world, and there are definitely demonic powers at work. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. And you take that as the promise of God, and you fulfill it in a serious manner, you're not going to be defeated. Amen. You're going to be able to stand forth, step forth, and believe that God is going to be there for you. Amen. The media makes a mockery of family and what it stands for. In fact, there's a national organization whose bylaws implicitly states they're going to do away with the family. And that's an organization that's being supported with millions in the corporate world, or by the corporate world. And we look in the past, and civilizations, governments, have tried to do away with God's plan, and we know God's plan continued on. It lasted, it didn't falter, it didn't fail, but those governments, those civilizations did. So we're on good ground when we talk about the whole family. Praise God. You may listen to Family Life Today. You may listen to Focus on the Family. There are these various resources that are quite helpful. And I received a flyer from Family Life, and they had these statistics that they used to verify an interest in family aspects, biblical family aspects in the time of the pandemic. They said there's a 500% increase on video views from Family Life Today. Now, obviously, a huge interest, 500% increase. There's 133% increase on an online article. They have a lot of online articles. And this particular one, what does the Bible say about divorce? Now, hopefully, they're not looking for loopholes. Hopefully, they're looking for what God's saying about making sure your marriage lasts. 133% increase on that particular article. A 35% increase in the Family Life podcast, which has various topics that they deal with. All, of course, on family life, on marriage, on raising children, and so on. Focus on the family for years and years have been tremendous resources. I remember listening to Dr. Dobson on the radio in Ketchikan, and a young lady called, and she was a single mom, and she had explained her circumstances, and he's talking to her, and then there was kind of a pause, and not a very long one. You know, the radio seconds cost a lot of money, and it wasn't a very long pause, but Dr. Dobson came back and said, there's something else you want to say, isn't there? That's the reason you haven't ended the call. That's the reason you haven't. And I thought, wow, that's being led by the Spirit. That's making sure you're following. And then sure enough, the young lady began to cry and explain the situation that was really serious, a real difficult thing that was going on. And then again, he had some good things to say. I thank the Lord for these resources. They may not have all the truth that we would like to see them have, but I think the hand of God is among them and upon them, and I appreciate that. There's a film that has been in process, in progress for some time now, called Show Me the Father. And again, it deals directly with something that the modern media wants to mock, wants to diminish, and wants to just do away with. Show Me the Father. And it's life stories of the importance of fathers. And I watched the trailer, and it's very hard-hitting for the impact of fathers. I'm thankful we have the everlasting Father. Amen. And he's the one who can help me to be a father. He's the one that can help you to be a father, to be an influence upon others in the community, and especially in our church, to be a resource, to be a help, to be a guide, to be an example. Praise God. I'm thankful for God's design of the family. The natural family we'll talk about first, and then the spiritual family. God made man and woman. Remember when things were handmade? And if any of you men have a pre-64 Winchester, you've got something that's worth quite a bit of money now, because it was not hand-tooled, but hand-worked. The Industrial Revolution that started in the 1800s and has progressed to now is just amazing. There are times that I just stop and think, how in the world did they fold these trash bags like that? How did they get that little not string, but, you know, band around it so that I could pull it tight and tie it off? You ever stop and wonder about things sometimes? I do. It's just strange, I know, but how did they do that? And just various aspects there of how handmade was such a guaranteed thing, that the craftsmanship, the skill, the ability of the maker was there. God handmade Adam and Eve. He could have spoken it, just like he did the other stuff. He could have said it, and it would have happened. But he handmade Adam and Eve. I thank the Lord for that kind of interest. that kind of divine involvement, because certainly that's what he wants to do with you. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. And then children were born. The family came into being. It's God's plan, God's work. And we thank God that the Lord had foresight and able to see how families were going to face dilemmas. They were going to face needs. They were going to come up against confusing times. And he built into the family the means to deal with that, the means to make it through. Praise God. And I'm thankful that human needs can be met in what God designed. Socially, for example, a family spends a lot of time together. And during that time, there's lots of things that are being learned. A little child is challenged, you know, to learn the ABCs and learn to count, and then putting words together and then sentences. And some of you can remember Dick and Jane and Spot and so on. And your learning to read was really memorizing. You were memorizing the words. But that gave you confidence. I can read. I can do this. And then you were stepping into things a little bit more complicated and learning to read. English is so difficult. When people from other nations come and they are learning to speak English, my hat is off to them. I've been raised in English, and I'm still having a tough time trying to figure out how to speak it. As the phonics rules, you know, oh my, you can buy a whole program for phonics and so on. A professor at the university told me the phonics rules only count for 50%. Only help you to get 50%. Because, you know, when two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. Oh, yeah? How come read can become red? Anyway. What am I? Oh. Socially, the children are learning. And they learn manners. They learn to be polite. They learn Bible verses. They learn to value the things that are, you know, just what a Christian home should value. All of that, it's not wasted time. It's not, you know, they're not old enough to learn. Oh, my goodness, they're learning. All the time they're learning. Emotional support. A family is very strong in that area. Emotional support. I read about a woman looking for compliments, and her husband was rather indifferent. We'll call him Charlie. Charlie the complimenter. And she came to him, and he was rather indifferent and not paying attention, and she asked him, Charlie, would you say that my hair looks very nice today? And he just kind of grunted, yeah. And so she kind of smoothed her dress out. Charlie, would you say my dress looks beautiful? Mm-hmm. You know, he's reading the paper or whatever he is doing. She went through a couple of other things, you know, about what Charlie would say. And then she gushed with a big smile. Oh, Charlie, you say such nice things. She shouldn't have to be fishing for compliments. Charlie the idiot should be paying attention to what is needed. He needs to get with it. Because there needs to be emotional support. There needs to be the recognition of what is required and what is needed. Everybody likes to feel appreciated. That's why I want you to thank those ladies who do such a great job on getting us food every Thursday night. Amen. We love to feel appreciated. And that's part of the emotional support. Amen. The reason the world and the flesh promote lust and perverted lifestyles, you know, we're in danger of being condemned of hate speech when we talk like this. But The reason the world promotes it so strongly, in the media and Hollywood and all of these, is because they want to pervert God's plan of sexual satisfaction within marriage. Not just procreation. We know that there's the pleasure that God has designed into the needs of marriage. But man's idea is to defy the divine plan and come up with all kinds of other interests and other ways. You know, Brother Wagner sent, how many used to listen to Paul Harvey? Paul Harvey, the radio commentator. Brother Wagner sent Paul Harvey saying, if I were the devil, remember that one? If I were the devil, I would, and then he went on through all the different things that he would do. And when he got to the end of his monologue, he said, if I were the devil, I would just keep doing what I've been doing for the last, you know, a whole bunch of years. And in that, he mentioned how families and couples would be losing out because of illicit and promiscuous sex. In spite of diseases that are being, you know, passed around, I guess, contagious, that have no cure. No cure. But the media just ignores that and says, you can have a good time. You can. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for the divine plan. Amen. Wow, the time's gone. So the family with finances, the family with security, so many other benefits that we could name tonight, but we better move on. Thank God for the unity in the family, the unity that brings support for one another, the unity that provides instruction and guidance to the young, the unity that makes provision for every member of the family. Praise God. That's a powerful thing. You know, we heard about Isaac planting and sowing seed, and in the same year, he reaped 100%. Is that God's blessing? Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord that he designed the soil and the minerals and all of the aspects that make things grow. You know, there's lots of conjecture about life and support for the evolution beyond a theory. They're saying it's fact now. But, well, I would like to have them explain, how can out of the same soil, out of the exact same soil, how can plants have different colors? How can there be different tastes? How can there be different fragrances out of the same soil? But these seeds that our plants can produce, who designed that? Oh, that's a fighting word, design. I want to do away with design, but I thank God I know the designer. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Isaac, in the same year, reaped 100-fold. Now, I'll tell you why it worked that way. And you go to, that's Genesis 26:12. You drop down to verse 25, and you see why God blessed him like that. Because he built an altar, first of all. Then he pitched his tent. Then he dug a well. You see the order? God first. Family second. Business third. He is a shepherd. He had sheep. He had to provide. Now, you also notice all three are intermingled. All three are connected. They all fit together. But it's still God first, family second, business third. And God made him to prosper. Praise God. And so the spiritual family, the church, the whole family in heaven and earth is called by his name. Praise God. I'm thankful for the benefits that are there in a powerful spiritual way. But there's also, in the same way there was these elements and benefits, meeting of needs in the natural, it's the same way in the spiritual. The support and encouragement, the guidance and the example. Praise God. I'm thankful for the examples that I saw as a young Christian, 15 years old, growing up and seeing the faithfulness to church, seeing the prayer, seeing the worship, seeing the commitment day in and day out of people who loved God, served God, knowing the Word of God. There were those that made mistakes. I was coming into the church, and young people my age were going out of the church. Crossed paths at the door. And I guess that just put a determination more in my heart. I'm not going that way. I know what a mess that is, and I'm coming in. Praise God. I'm thankful for the power and the blessing of the Lord that would be there to minister. But I thank God for those examples. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity for prayer. We hear a lot about prayer. And engaging in prayer, not excusing, engaging in prayer is so important. And we spent Tuesday praying and fasting for the Springers. And you had prayer here Tuesday night. We had prayer, my wife and I. Thank God, and we were able to call on the Lord together. Amen. What a thrill it is to pray with seekers and hear them speak in tongues for the first time and see them make that spiritual connection and the glow that oftentimes will accompany them being filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. We celebrated in a minor way, I guess, Mike and Megan's anniversary here on the 17th. But I also remembered her getting the Holy Ghost right where Mike is sitting now on the 16th. Praise God. And being baptized in the precious name of Jesus the night before her wedding. Wow. What an occasion. We thank God that the Lord is able to do that work. Prayer with intercession, prayer with supplication, with thanksgiving, prayer that is powerful in the Spirit. Ephesians 6 and 18, praying always with all prayer. And thank God we're able to explore the various aspects of prayer that we put into practice, supplication, intercession, thanksgiving, and worship. You know, all of those aspects that are there, perseverance, supplication for all saints. We recognize prayer is a powerful weapon. Praise God. No wonder the devil wants to interrupt it. No wonder the devil wants to make you feel like you don't have time. No wonder the devil wants you to minimize prayer or to not devote a great deal of time in prayer. Thank God for prayer covering that we offer for one another. Whether it's sickness or surgery, we're praying. Praise God. Thank the Lord. We're able to call on the Lord together for Brother Springer and for Sister Springer and the difficulty that she's having with her back. Talk about the enemy trying to discourage. Amen. Paul talked about that messenger from Satan, that thorn in the flesh. It was obviously a spiritual attack that had a physical end result. And this may be what's going on there as well, but praise God, we're claiming in the name of Jesus Christ that there's healing, there's deliverance, there's power, there's blessing, amen, that the Lord is going to bring forth. When there's loss and grief, we pray. And thank God for compassion that fails not, new every morning. That's how the Lord ministers. Weapons and warfare and evangelism, we're praying. We're believing God. We're trusting the Lord. Laborers in the harvest, that's the Lord's prayer request. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He'll send laborers into that harvest because the harvest truly is great. That's not speaking evangelistically. That's understanding what Jesus said. Truly, it's great. And praise God. We're trusting God to do that work. Okay, Ephesians 4, verse 13. Unity of the faith. Say that with me. Unity of the faith. Praise God. The devil loves to attack unity, both in the family, in the church, in a nation, in an organization. He knows the value of unity. And so he'll attack it. And this verse talks about the knowledge of the Son of God. unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I looked up the Amplified to see if there was any way of amplifying it and helping us to understand. Here's how they rendered unity of the faith. We all reach oneness in the faith. That caught my eye. Oneness. All right, I like that. The knowledge of the Son of God, they rendered it, the knowledge of the Son of God growing spiritually to become a mature believer. Praise God. And we know that earlier in Ephesians 3, there was the assurance to know the love of Christ. It passes knowledge. To know the height, the depth, the length, the width. You know, we're talking about that. But it passes knowledge. But we're still going to try to learn it. Praise God. We're still going to try to gain knowledge of it. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, they said, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, manifesting his spiritual completeness and exercising our spiritual gifts in unity. Praise God. Not one, you know, bypassing or going beyond, but the unity that's there, the blessing that's there. Amen. The devil knows the value of unity. That's why he attacks it. That's why he comes against it. But thank the Lord, there is that strength that we know God provides in unity. He taught us to pray. Who's the us? When he says, give us, lead us, deliver us, forgive us. Who's the us? It's all of us. The Lord put unity in what we call the Lord's Prayer. Amen. And that's why it's a strength that we've got to hold on to in our families, in our marriages, and in our church. Praise God. Household is a word that we find along with family. And I'm thankful we can experience salvation as a household. Cornelius called together his kinsmen and his near friends, in other words, his neighbors and soldiers and servants. They were all there. He said, we're all here when Peter came. We're all here to hear what you have to say. And you've well done that you've come. And then Peter said, I perceive. He was having trouble perceiving. The Lord had to show him that vision three times. Come on, Peter, can't you get it? He's having trouble perceiving. But now he says, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Praise God. And then, oh my, he went on to preach. And they couldn't even wait till he finished preaching. The Holy Ghost fell. Hallelujah. And then Peter finished preaching. I command you to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, I'm thankful for the consistency that we find in the Word of God. It's there again and again. Cornelius and his household, Lydia, in her household, her heart was opened by the Lord. That's what we got to pray for, Lord. Lead us to people whose hearts you've opened. Lead us to people whose minds are open, whose hearts are open. Praise God. That's the problem with some people, however. Their minds are so open, their brains have fallen out. But we've got to be able to find those who are hungry spiritually. Amen. And bring them into this truth. Lydia received. The Philippian jailer. Wow. Place where he worked. Place where he spent 12-hour shifts. Nighttime, and then switching to daytime. What misery. Who would want to work there anyway? God bless Brother Lonnie. Amen. And the place was shaken. Doors popped open. Stocks flew off. The jailer was about to commit suicide because in those days, if a prisoner escaped, you forfeited your life in his place. Do thyself no harm, Paul called out. Then he called for a light. What? He said that in the darkness? How did Paul know he was going to do himself harm? Couldn't see him. The Spirit gave him a word of knowledge. It works. Praise God. The jailer called for a light. He went running into where Paul and Silas were. Paul and Silas answered his question, what must I do to be saved? Well, he went running to the right people, didn't he? He didn't go from cell to cell asking them. He went right to the men who were singing and praising at midnight. Ah, thank the Lord. Sing and praise even if you don't feel like it. Sing and praise even though the situation doesn't warrant it. Sing and praise even though it seems you're forsaken. God shows up. God shows off. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. The power that he's able to reveal. Amen. And that jailer and his house were baptized in the early hours of the morning. Praise God. Many more that we could talk about, but we better hurry. Keep praying for your household. Those who are wayward and you want to see them return, keep praying. Keep praying. God loves your household. Amen. God wants salvation for those little ones in your household, in your grandchildren. Praise God. God offers protection and provision for each member of the household. You keep praying. You keep praying. Praise God. Thank the Lord. God answers prayer. Ephesians 2 and 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We've got a situation of migration, immigrants, and all of that sort of thing. It's all an upheaval and so on. Thank God we don't have that problem in the spiritual realm. We can become fellow citizens with the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're in the household of God. Born into the kingdom. Amen. I had to look again at Revelation 7, 9, and I had to read it again. It's all nations, kindreds, people, tongues, all of them. And John saw a great multitude which no man could number. He just got done numbering 12 tribes. 12,000 each, 144,000. He got done numbering, but now he says, look at this, a multitude. No way we could number it. All nations, all kindred, all people, all tongues. Hallelujah. Thank God we're a part of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank God we can bring others in as well, because the whole family, say whole family, whole family. Praise God. Camp meeting was wonderful, wasn't it? We come together, amen. Worship together, pray together, fellowship together. Awesome. Awesome. It was wonderful. Praise God. And I encourage you, Brother Levi, do you know if there's a broadcast and so on of General Conference? We'll have to have you investigate that a little bit and maybe tell us on Sunday what the situation is. I encourage you to tune in on Tuesday the 5th. It'd be 7 o'clock Eastern time. That's 3 o'clock our time. Brother Jim Blackshear is preaching at General Conference. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Friday, October 8th, a young man named Josh Herring is preaching that night. Praise God. Amen. So, coming together, the whole family. Praise God. And one of these days, that trumpet is going to sound. There is going to be a shout. There is going to be the voice of the archangel. The trump of God is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise God. It's coming. I believe it's coming. Thank God. The whole family in heaven and earth is going to become one. Praise God. And that place to worship the Lord forever. Now, that word whole, we see it in other settings in the scripture. If you you look in your dictionary, you look in on your device, and you have a dictionary there, and you'll see whole has a whole bunch of meanings. Just amazing. I'm talking about W-H-O-L, not hole in the wall or something like that. Hole in your socks, whatever. You know, we're talking about wellness, recovery. That woman with the issue of blood, long-term illness is just so hard. I don't know how long Paul struggled with that messenger of Satan, that thorn in his flesh. Long enough for him to pray three times desperately for the Lord to deliver him. And then finally he got an answer. Wasn't the answer he was looking for. And this poor woman sought answer after answer, spent all of her money, spent time after time after time seeking after this one, trying that potion, that medicine, whatever. No answer. No recovery. No deliverance. And now she's without money and without hope. But Jesus. Praise God. But Jesus. Amen. And oh my, the faith. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. And then in her weakened condition, she makes her way through the crowd, being bumped, being jostled, and being, you know, just denied the access to him until finally she reaches out and just brushes their fingertips. And immediately, praise God. And the disciples are amazed. Look, what do you mean, who touched you? Look at this crowd. Look at all the pushing and shoving. Look at all the reaching and grabbing. I felt virtue leave me. Praise God. Isn't that amazing how the Lord can be aware of how your need is being met? How your situation is being taken care of, and how he can stop the whole process. Because Jairus is over here wringing his hands. He's wiping tears. He's desperate. We've got to hurry. My daughter is dying. But he stops. Who touched me? Praise God. And oh, I love the way that he spoke to that woman in Luke 8:48. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. That's what he can do. That's how he can work. Go in peace. Oh, my. Sister Bartlett was telling about how she taught one time, about how that woman got up that morning, not realizing that things were going to be completely changed that day. How she was going to be able to sleep peacefully for the first time in 12 years. How she was not going to have to take precautions, take needs, you know the whole situation. It changed when the Lord said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Praise God. I'm so thankful that God does that work. Those 10 lepers, I'll give just another example here. Those 10 lepers lifted up their voices to the Lord. Maybe that was the only part of their physical nature that had any strength left. The leprosy was horrible, debilitating, disabling, and just awful. But they could cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The Lord said, go show yourself to the priest. That's Leviticus. I don't know that Leviticus had ever been fulfilled before in this regard. And it is now. As they went. Praise God. You got to step out. You got to have faith. You got to go in the direction he's telling you to. As they went, they were cleansed. Oh, my. I often try to imagine what was their reaction when the realization hit that they're being healed. They're being cleansed. The leprosy is no longer visible on their bodies. One of them came back, remember? He fell at the feet of Jesus. In a loud voice, he glorified God. There are people that get real uncomfortable being loud. But not in the ball game. Not if they sit on a tack. Not if they have a flat tire or, you know, whatever. Any number of situations, they get pretty loud. But not in church. If they were the one being healed, they were the one being delivered, they were the one seeing the miracle, it's okay to get loud. It's okay to praise God. It's okay to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. Amen. That loud voice, he glorified God. And Jesus said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, thank God. We can call on that name. Thank God we can believe the Lord and his touch in our lives and the blessings that he wants to impart. The whole family in heaven and earth is named by that name. Praise God. The name above every name. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. You know, this is seen in Isaiah 45 and 23. The Lord talking in a prophetic manner. Well, of course, every knee and every tongue could confess to Jehovah. No God like Jehovah. Praise God. But it was prophecy. And the name above every name was going to be glorified and magnified. Praise the Lord. And so, we use that name. We use that powerful name. We use that miracle name. And we're going to fight the fight to keep our family. Praise God. In the natural sense and in the spiritual sense. Thank God. We're going to keep our family whole. Hallelujah. And we want the whole family to be present when the Lord sounds that trumpet. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. His grace is sufficient. Enough, adequate, going to meet the need. Hallelujah. That grace is what we believe in. You know, we were singing that about awesome God and he's amazing and so on. The devil wants to make it a maze, not amazing. He wants to make it a maze. He wants it to be confusing. He wants it to be, you know, full of turns and dead ends and discouragement. But thank God, we know it is amazing of what the Lord can do for us. Praise God. Grace begins and ends each letter of the apostles. There's only one that doesn't. We don't know who wrote Hebrews. Shame on him for leaving out the beginning of grace. It ends with grace, but it doesn't begin. All the others, from Romans on, every one of them starts with grace, ends with grace. That's how your walk with God is. Starts with grace, ends with grace. Praise God. Stay there. Remain there. Keep accessing it. Keep receiving it. Praise God. Because Revelation 22 and 21 is the very ending. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So be it. Praise God. That's the whole story, isn't it? Amen. And the scripture lets us know you are complete in him. You know, Colossians 2 and 9, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Powerful, powerful truth. Verse 10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Let's stand tonight. Oh, thank God. Thank God. There's strength, there's blessing, there's goodness in all that the Lord would provide for us. And we can be whole. Not missing out, not losing out, but made whole because of the Lord and his grace and his goodness. Thank God. Amen. Deny the devil's plan. Amen. Deny what he's trying to do. Deny how he's trying to confuse things and mess things up. Praise God. But yield and surrender to the Lord and what he desires to do. Hallelujah. And thank God there will be that recognition of, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Praise God. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. That us is so important. That unity is so necessary. Praise God. That's what the Lord wants to usher us into again and again. A firmness, a stability, a strength that's there in our natural family and our spiritual family. Thank God. Thank God. Let's praise Him right now. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, we love You. We thank You. We glorify You.